time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Elliott Lake, Ontario country artist Mike Trudell joins me on the show today to talk about his music career, touring with some of Canada's top artists, his five-song EP entitled Five Rounds, and much more. Let's welcome Mike Trudell to the show. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. How are things in good old Elliott Lake this evening?
Oh, Elliott Lake's beautiful out here tonight, I tell you. It's a nice sunny sky out there and nice blue skies.
Great to hear. It's always nice when we get rid of winter and start to head into springtime and summertime around the corner.
Yeah, definitely. Sure nice to get rid
now,
of
we got lots to discuss. Yeah, we got lots to discuss here with your EP that's out, Five Rounds. Now, it includes the new single that's been shipped and released to radio called Making Up for Lost Time. Tell us about the song and just sort of your thoughts on getting it out there to radio now.
Making Up for Lost Time, when we decided to put that tune on the record, I mean, I was pitched all kinds of music to me, and I wanted to, you know, cut some stuff that was sort of personal to me and Making Up for Lost Time is one of those songs about, you know, being gone and taking advantage of the time that we do have together when we are together. And being up in Elliott Lake, a lot of folks around here travel out of town. I mean, I've got a brother-in-law who travels on a weekly basis and a brother actually who's gone 14 days out of the month, and he spends a lot of time away from his family. And same with me out on the road playing and gigging. And so... just one of those cool tunes that meant a lot to me. And Kevin Haney is the fellow who wrote it, and he's one of the guitar players for Josh Turner's band. So pretty big name and a pretty cool tune overall. Yeah. So far we've been having a lot of success with it, so pretty happy.
So did it get pitched to you sort of the usual way? Did it show up at a session, sort of a listening session, or how did you come about the song?
Well, me and a friend of mine, Todd Sterling, who actually helped me put this whole thing together. He's been kind of managing the whole thing for me. He's been affiliated with a lot of people down in Nashville and been writing down there for a long time. And he's, you know, been in touch with a lot of the publishing companies and different people. And so we decided that we were going to cut the record down in Nashville. And so we ended up with all these tunes that were pitched to us from the different American publishing companies. And it just so happened that this was one of the tunes, which was pretty awesome. And in like a lot of the other songs on the record as well, there's a song on there by Jeremy Spielman, who was nominated for an award as well, so for a Grammy, which is pretty heavy. And Billy Yates as well, who did Choices for George Jones and Rockin' Chair for George Jones. So those are they were big hits.
Hey,
yeah, so Making Up for Lost Time, it's just one of those cool tunes. So
yeah, exactly. What was your experience like in the studio with these Nashville session players who can just pick up the song so quickly? Is it pretty amazing to see how they can put the song together at the pace they do?
Oh, yeah, dude, it was awesome. Those guys down there are terrific. They're really talented. And, I mean, we had 3 days to slap this thing together. And I tell you, it was really awesome. The guy who played piano on this thing has been playing for Brooks and Dunn for the past 15 years. So the level of talent that's on the record is definitely is there. And the guy who, Scott Newbert, who produced this thing, did stuff for Trace Atkins for 3 years and was with Hal Ketchum for 7 years. So it was a lot of fun. Those guys are really talented. And the studio itself, Studio 19 down there, was just awesome. Elvis's guitar player built this thing down there back in 69, and they've been pumping hits out of there for a long time. Garth Brooks recorded there, and Alan Jackson was in there. So it was just an awesome experience. I mean, Nashville's such a nice place, you know, and that's such a nice city, and it's the heart of country music, you know.
Oh, for sure. Now, your sound is very much country. It's not one of those where you have to wonder what genre you fall into. Did you grow up listening to traditional country music, or is that just the sound that comes naturally to you?
You know, I come from a family that listens to all kinds of music. We've got a French background, and my parents used to listen to a lot of old French country music, and I guess I kind of grew up with that. You know, we have always had a Buck Owens tape kicking around, and I grew up in country music. I've always been a huge country fan, and I mean, when I rebelled against my parents during my teenage years, I sort of got into the rock and roll thing a little bit. Things as crazy as Van Halen, and I was a fan of the Rolling Stones and stuff like that, right? Led Zeppelin, and then I just went right back to country when Vince Gill came out and started pumping those guitar licks out. I was hooked again, and I knew exactly where I wanted to be and what I wanted to be doing. And there's nothing like the sound of the steel guitar to me and the fiddle. You know, I'm all about that stuff, and I love it.
Yeah, it's great. And listening to your EP, you can definitely hear that, and we're going to hear some of the songs from it on the show. You can hear those strong country influences. Now, you're a multi-instrumentalist, so there's guitar in there. What other instruments do you play?
I grew up playing piano, actually, way early in the beginning, and moved on to the drums, and I got a job when I was 13 at the music store here after school, and I just picked up the guitar there. My brother was a guitar player, so he taught me little things, and guys would come in and show me little riffs here and there, and it just accelerated. I just kept going and going, and finally, all throughout high school, I played, had the high school band and did all the little high school shows and that kind of stuff, and so I've been playing piano, drums, and guitar for a long time, and singing, and just involved in music all around, so.
And that led, I guess, to touring, as a lead guitarist for a lot of Canada's top acts. Talk about the touring you've done and some of the people you've performed with.
I've played with a few different guys. Early on in my career, when I graduated high school, I was living up in Timmins at the time, and I had moved to Kitchener. My brother had been living there, and I spent about a year there playing with a cover band. And during the course of that year, I had the pleasure of meeting Rick Hutt and Jason Berry, a bunch of different guys from the country scene from that whole area, right? And so it just so happened that John Landry was looking for a guitar player, a lead guitar player. He was getting ready to cut his record. And these guys, he shows up. I'm doing a gig downtown Kitchener with my band, and he shows up with Rick Hutt, his manager, Jason Berry. And these guys are all sitting in the front row analyzing my every guitar lick and my every move, so it was pretty awesome. And so I got to meet those guys. The next thing you know, I was hanging out in Cedar Tree Studios with Rick Hutt while Lace was cutting their record and Diane Chase was doing her stuff. And so I got to do a bunch of gigs with John Landry and the odd thing here and there, with Jamie Warren was part of that circle. So that, that whole little clique right over there, which was just awesome.
Very cool.
I mean, that was a very, very cool experience. And for the new album, actually, I'm hoping to get back into Cedar Tree to cut this one. I think we're going to keep this one all Canadian this time around. We're going to do some stuff with some old friends.
Yeah, there's some good talent in that area, and I've actually had, as you were mentioning those names, I've had on Stacey Lee from Lace, Diane Chase, John Landry, and Jamie Warren. I've spoken to them all, and as you say, they're
there you
all
go, yeah. Yeah, Stacey,
great
terrific
talent.
Singer. She's just awesome, and friends with her. I imagine you've met Shane, the fiddle player, the guys from Western Swing
Shane
Authority.
Goussey.
Shane Goussey, yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
And John Landry and Yeah, they're all cool people. John Landry and Stacey Lee, that duet, My Heart Says Yes, But The Hurt Says
Heart
No,
says
killer
yes.
song.
Yeah. Oh, man, when she was cutting that in the studio, I just couldn't believe my ears. And this was my first experience to see how all this stuff was done and how they slapped all this stuff together, And a guy like Rick Hutt, I mean, he's just, the guy's awesome. And the talent that was going through those doors was awesome, too. And just to hear them doing that stuff. And when Stacey cut that song with John, I just thought, holy shit, here we go. This is a really, really cool tune. And she's got a great
pretty
voice.
Pretty magical. It's a great country duet. I mean, it stands up there with some of the best that have been cut.
And I've always said, if I can do a duet with somebody, I'd love to do it with Stacey, because she's just, she's awesome. And I might just write something just for us to cut.
Good. That's the way to do it, right? And send it and say, I wrote this for us. And kind of hard to turn
right.
down at that point. Let's turn now. We'll play Making Up for Lost Time, the brand new song, Ship to Radio, and getting requests, of course, and our listeners should be sure to call up their local country stations and request it, because that makes a big difference. But let's share the song now. This is Mike Trudell, and the song is Making Up for Lost Time here on In the Country. Trudell and his latest radio single, that is Making Up for Lost Time. His EP is called Five Rounds. It has five songs on it. And you can visit a couple of his websites, myspace.com/Mike Trudell Music, as well as MikeTrudellMusic.com. And I understand the new site's underway, getting developed now.
Yeah, it's being constructed right now. All the graphic stuff is being done by this great graphic designer out of Ottawa by the name of Jillian Fitzgibbon from Imagine Creative, so she's really talented, and look forward to having that up, and I think you guys will be really excited to see what she comes up with.
Awesome. It's so important in this modern age we're at to have a great-looking website, isn't it, and just have all the different features on it that keep people coming back.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you want to offer as much as you can through your website as much info as you can, and it sort of lets people know who you are, really, you know, who might hear your song out there for the first time on radio and decide they want to Google you and have a quick snoop at who this new country guy is.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's great. Now, yeah. Mike, I understand back in June 2010, it was a big turning point. You performed a show or some shows with George Canyon, and that really got you excited about going full force in music. Can you tell us the story behind that?
Yeah, that's actually what got me fired up with this whole thing. I had taken a break there for a while. When I left Kitchener, I was in Kitchener for about 5 years doing that stuff, and my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And she was living in Timmins at the time, so I ended up going back to Timmins, and I took a paramedic program up there. And when I wrapped that stuff up, I ended up back in Elliott Lake, and I worked at a blood lab here, so did blood work up here, and worked at the pharmacy as well as a volunteer firefighter, so I've been in emergency services down here. And so I've been kind of doing that stuff and just writing on the side, and George Canyon was coming into town. So I thought, man, wouldn't that be cool to open for a guy like that, you know? So I went and approached the one of the ladies here who takes care of all that stuff, Kate Matuszewski, and she pitched up the demo up to Richard Sharp that takes care of all the bookings. And Richard thought the stuff was really cool, and they gave me the opportunity to open up for George. And so anyway, that night came around, and I got to play the tunes for him, and he thought the tunes that I had were really cool, and he suggested I get out there and record some stuff and get something out to radio. So from that moment on, from mid-June, we started working on the project, and I had a bunch of tunes pitched to me, and looking at stuff that I had written. And this went on until October, and at the end of October, I was down in Nashville cutting a record, and 3 weeks later, I had a product in my hand. So
it was pretty awesome. It's amazing. Once you make that decision and you get excited about something, how you can get put things in place and get it done.
Oh, it was great. I mean, we threw a team together here in Elliott Lake. I mean, I'm a little ways away from everybody else, so we kind of do our own thing up here, trying to, you know, as far as, you know, putting a team together and having some good people to work with, right? And so, like I say, my good buddy Todd Sterling from New Mountain Productions has been really involved with this whole thing and really helping out. And now we've got Lauren Tutty from Lauren Tutty Promotions, you know, promoting the tune, and now with Jillian on board here, and just the our surroundings and the radio stations that are up north here are really supportive, and you know, it's pretty awesome, pretty lucky.
It really takes a team, doesn't it? I mean, so many of the fans know the artist, and that's about it in most cases, but there's a real team behind you and beside you that make it all happen, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, the fans really don't get to see, you know, what happens behind the scenes. And, you know, you show up, you watch your one, you know, that hour and a half show. But, I mean, there's so much more to it. And, you know, actually, when I go out to shows, I kind of throw things like that out there. And even the importance of, you know, purchasing CDs and stuff like that, you know, because that's really what keeps us going. And yeah, definitely, you know, it's stuff like that is really important for sure.
Now, what's a live Mike Trudell stage show like, the performance when people get to go and see you do all the songs? What kind of energy is going on there?
Well, I'm a lead guitar player initially, so I do a lot of the lead stuff myself, and you know, I can get around the fretboard pretty good, so we tend to milk that a little bit. And I've got a really hot band; the players are really good. I've got a really hot steel guitar player who I played in a Garth Brooks tribute band with for a long time years ago.
Neat.
Well, we did about a year and a half a tribute band called Fresh Horses. I'm not sure if you ever heard of the Fresh Horses, but
the name rings
anyway,
a bell.
Yeah, maybe you might have seen those guys. Les Smith, he's from Mitchell, really cool guy too, and they were great musicians.
Wow.
So anyway, I hung on to Mark. So Mark's playing steel with us, and I've got a really really cool band, a lot of energy, and so far we've been pumping some of these originals out there, and we mix a lot of the fan favorites as well, right? So it's a lot of fun, a lot of guitar picking.
Nice. You do, of course, as you said, your originals and some other ones we'd know. Do you do any unexpected songs, maybe some from another genre to spruce things up?
You know, I do a little bit of rock and roll here and there. I try to keep a couple of rock and roll standards in there, you know, every time we play. I'll generally do, you know, We're Here for a Good Time or something like that. People always like. I always hit the old country, right? I'm a big Johnny Cash fan, and I love that Buck Owens stuff, so... We mess around quite a bit up there, I tell you.
That's great. It sounds like a fun time. Now, this next song is a lot of fun. The title right away sort of lets us know it's going to be one of those fun country songs, Alcohol Abuse. Tell us about this song.
Well, this song is just one of those upbeat, good time tunes. It's sort of, you know, when Gord Manford was cutting, put some alcohol on it, and I think Canyon came out with his, he just came out with his... Yeah, drink it. Yeah, that one there, exactly. So it was, I kind of thought of those tunes, right? I thought it was kind of along the same lines as that, and it's just one of those pumping tunes, fun songs to do. When we did this song in the studio, I mean, we had a blast. We did this thing live off the floor, and, you know, that bass in that song is really pumping, and it's grooving, and you could just feel the energy. I mean, I'm standing in the spot where Garth Brooks has stood and Alan Jackson, you know, and I'm cutting this thing, and the bass player is just, you know, just ripping this bass line, and I'm hovering probably about a foot off the ground because the energy in that place, it was awesome. And Billy Yates is a great writer, again, like I said, and he, you know, he wrote for George Jones and Kim Williams. Well, he's written for all kinds of gigantic names. So just to have a song like that on my side, and these guys wanting, you know, to take a chance on an artist to you know, to cut something like this and cut one of their tunes is pretty flattering, and feel pretty lucky, you know.
Very nice. Well, let's share the song now. This is Mike Trudell and Alcohol Abuse on In the Country.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels was a falling like a rain on the stage. Then a fight broke out and the bouncer broke a bottle over. All that noise, I heard somebody holler, alcohol abuse. Shameful waste of precious booze. Name your pain, whatever you choose. Bloody Mary, fuzzy navel, cooking sherry, mudslide, margarita, whiskey sour, straight tequila, screwdriver, hurricane, Shirley Temple down the drain. Every drop we lose is alcohol abuse. Well, the double escalated as the cops showed up. They busted through the door, pulled out their handcuffs. Hey, boys, you need some help, a little rehabilitation. So we're running you in for misappropriation. Alcohol abuse, a shameful waste of precious booze. Name your pain, whatever you choose. Michelob, Anheuser, Miller Lite, Budweiser, Newcastle, Harpoon, Lone Star, Blue Moon, Dose Equis, Amstel, Samuel Adams, gone to hell. Every drop we lose is alcohol abuse. Navel, cooking sherry, mudslide, margarita, whiskey sour, straight tequila, screwdriver, hurricane, Shirley Temple down the drain. Every drop we lose is alcohol abuse. Michelob, Anheuser, Miller Lite, Budweiser, Newcastle, Harpoon, Lone Star, Blue Moon, Dos Equis, Amstel, Samuel Adams, Donna Hell, mudslide, margarita, whiskey sour, straight tequila, screwdriver, hurricane, Shirley Temple down the drain.
Country artist Mike Trudell and Alcohol Abuse. Great song, and what a chorus in there. A lot of stuff to remember, isn't there, to sing that quickly?
Oh, yeah, that's pumping. That's some machine gun firing lyrics there for sure.
Yeah.
My lips
that's
go
got
loose.
That mem- It's a memorable kind of chorus, kind of like I'm Moving On, where you're throwing out a bunch of stuff. And I love, the of course, the hook, every drop we lose is alcohol abuse.
That's right, yeah. It's a good time tune, you know. And I always challenge people to try to sing it with me when we're out gigging. So it's,
right.
It's a lot of fun to do.
That's nice. What about your favorite classic song to sing? You mentioned Buck Owens and Johnny Cash as some of your favorite artists. What about the songs? Which ones do you like to perform?
You know, Buck Owens, geez, I've always been a big fan of Tiger by the Tail, or they're going to put me in the movies. You know, those are all cool kind of
Yeah. Picking
tunes, and you know, the standard Johnny Cash ones, right? I've always been a big fan of those, and of course Merle Haggard. Always liked Merle, so you know,
classic
a lot
stuff.
Of that
Mama Tried is such a great song.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a great tune. I mean, we do that most of the time at the gigs, and. Let's see. Oh yeah, all that that good classic Merle stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So singing back
song.
Home, of course, you know.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great ones. Now the songwriting, you touched on that a bit earlier. How has that been going for you? Is that something you're actively involved in and
you know, I've been
stuff?
Writing. I've been writing for a while and just dumping stuff down. And when I had the opportunity to cut this record, I mean, I was pitched just a whole whack of tunes, you know, probably, over 150 songs. And so I sort of looked at all these tunes and I looked at my tunes and you know, you start analyzing this stuff and you start looking at it from a real business perspective at that point, you know. You really want to go out, hitting heavy, right? Guys like Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw and those guys, you know, they're picking up these great songs. And so I thought, you know, just for the five song EP demo kind of thing, I'd give it a try and go with all American tunes and from these writers, right? I mean, you know, a guy who's written for George Jones and has written 1,000 songs has a lot more experience than, you know, I do, obviously, under my belt. So, and my buddy Todd Sterling wrote with the Lights On, which is on the CD, you know, so with the got a little Canadian content on there. And
nice.
So now I'm just currently writing, for almost 2-3 hours a day for the new record, and I plan on putting a bunch of my own stuff on there and
Oh,
a few more cool tunes. So, looking forward to that.
Now, if you had a chance to team up with anybody out there, we talked about Stacey Lee earlier. What about a male vocalist doing a Brad Paisley, Keith Urban type of duet? Anyone come to mind for something like that?
Who would I like to do something with? I wouldn't mind doing something with a Canadian guy, you know, if I'm going to do something cool like that. I mean, I'm a big fan of Canyon and, I'm a fan of Jason McCoy, Banford, those guys. I love that real hardcore country music, right? And, if I had the opportunity to do a duo, I mean, I really love Victoria Banks. I love her writing. I'd love to, you know, do some co-writing with her and write something with, like, you know, along those lines.
For sure.
Yeah, you know, so
those are great choices.
Oh, yeah, well, a few surprises in the way, so you never know what's coming, right? So we might have a few of those things happening. You never know.
Excellent, exactly. And we can keep up to date at MikeTrudellMusic.com, which is getting a makeover, and will be up in a couple of weeks for people to check out. Mike,
check
it's been
out.
A real pleasure. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, check it out for sure. Check out the new website. Go snoop around a little, see what's happening, see where the gigs are coming this summer and where you can see me. And I'm always, I always love to meet the fans. And in the end, like I tell everybody, it's all about the fans. It's all the people who, you know, it's all those listeners that are out there. And I'm a fan first, and I always have been. Being on this side of the table now, I really understand how important it is to, you know, the purchasing of those CDs and just the community support and just having those people out there call in and, you know, just be involved in Canadian country music. It's really important to sustain that in our industry. And, I encourage people to continue doing what they're doing. And I love meeting people and talking about it. So don't be shy.
That's awesome. Mike, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show, and all the best with the new single, Making Up for Lost Time, and hope to talk to you again in the future.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome, and a big thank you, of course, to Lauren Tutte for setting things up. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here.